Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We are live at Atlanta United's training grounds, guys. It was the media game today, and I am seriously consoling Abe Gordon as we speak. He gave up 4 goals today. I am just trying to lift his spirits. I would suggest you tweet at him and tell him it's going to be okay. We are Dukes and Bell. Abe's in for Mike today. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it is good to have you guys listening on a Friday. Lots of stuff going on. By the way, before we get into Falcons, what do you think of Steve Koonin saying what he said in regards to this this position? Listen, a lot of names out there. The Danny Ferry thing, as I said, I don't know if he's interviewed or he's going to be interviewed. What I do know is he is on the list, and Steve Koonin would not confirm that, but I do not think, as I said, he's going to end up getting this job. He's been out of basically a general manager spot for about 10 years. He's been in and around basketball. But I know that some people still remember what happened here early 2013, 2014, I think it was, somewhere around there, when he got hired. And then right after, you know, this incident happened where he was talking about Luol Deng. Either way, what'd you think? Do you believe Steve as far as the timetable you asked him about?
Yeah, and I do think it makes sense. I mean, you're not going into this blind without a GM. You have a GM, and that's that guy's job. I also found it fascinating. He used the term deep experience when referring to this position, and not necessarily clarified. That doesn't mean he's already run a team before, but I found the term deep experience to be fascinating. And it shows they're going to get a guy that's familiar with the league. And it to me, it's just still interesting what the power structure is going to be. Because we can collaborate all we want, Carl.
Yeah.
But Quinn might want one thing. Antti Salo might want something else. And the new executive might say, we're not doing either of those. It's just a fascinating power structure as to how you build the team and who gets final say.
Well, we're going to wait to see where that goes. Abe, you have a concern as we get into the 5 o'clock hour. By the way, the 4 o'clock hour was brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Guys, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And when we talk about the Falcons, listen, we have talked a lot about the draft. If you missed Rick Stroud earlier today talking about Tampa Bay, he was excellent in breaking down what the Bucs did in their draft, why they did it, and even talking about their new offensive coordinator, who seems to be a savant, apparently, well-educated, but a guy who's been a grinder in the NFL, taking over for Liam Cohen, who's now down in Jacksonville. But what's this concern of yours when we talk about the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean – Drake London had his fifth-year option picked up, and I was hopeful, and I still am, don't get me wrong. They took it kind of pretty close to the deadline, you know, within 24 hours of the deadline or whatever it was. And I was hopeful that they were just working towards an extension. And now, picking up the fifth-year option, $16.8 million or somewhere in that range, and he gets a fifth year, and it gives you some time to work towards an extension. What is that extension going to look like, assuming there actually is one at some point? Because if I'm Drake London, I'm playing some real hardball about what's going on. This is a guy that was fourth in the NFL in yards a year ago, ninth in receptions, ninth in touchdowns, with a massive drop-off in quarterback for a five-week stretch in the middle of the season. If that doesn't happen, it's probably top seven, top five in all of those categories, and you start to think, What is an extension going to look like if you can get one with Drake London? Look, he's not Jamar Chase at $40.25 million annually.
Okay.
I don't know how far off he's going to be, though. And are you prepared to take this to $32, $34 million annually for Drake London? Because, look, there are – here's the list of receivers that are making $30 million or more per year. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and tell me where you think Drake London starts to fit into okay. that discussion. Okay. CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, AJ
who just got traded from Seattle,
right?
Okay.
AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, and Brandon Ayuk. Those are the ones who make 30 or more million. The next two as part of the top 10 highest paid wide receivers, T. Higgins and Jalen Waddle.
Drake London is going to be a $30 million guy.
There's no way around it.
He's going to be a
There's
$30 million
no
guy.
Way around it.
And to your point about is he on the high end of that, is he going to be, you know, top two? I can't speak to that because he could put up amazing numbers this year with Michael Penix and turn right back around in that fifth year. And if the Falcons are smart, if they project this, they would go ahead and do this extension earlier than later.
And that's what I was hoping was before they picked up the option.
Because,
they had to.
Yes, because the longer you wait, and ask all you got to do is ask Jamar Chase this, the more expensive it gets.
And they have – here's the thing that's fascinating to me. They have no leverage. The Atlanta Falcons have zero leverage.
When it comes to Drake?
Yeah. They don't have a first-round pick next year. You traded that to get James Pierce. You're not drafting a replacement next year. You have no leverage. He's your number one. There's no guy like in San Francisco, like in Cincinnati, where you look at it and say, if we move on, we got another guy that's right. There's no one there. It's just Drake. You can't afford to let him go. There is no sign it for $27 million. If not, we'll pass on you. We'll draft a first-round receiver, and we'll move on. There's none of that. He's your plan, and I think he's aware of that. And I think $30 million is the starting point.
No doubt. He's going to be that. Here's the reason why I think this is a great problem to have. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. In a few years, let's hope that we're having to have these hard decisions, not only about Drake, but about a guy named Bijan Robinson, and that Michael Penix has shown you enough
right.
that all of a sudden we're having those conversations about what he's potentially going to get as one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. If all of that happens, Falcon fans, then that means we're one of the best teams in the league.
Well, let's
that means we are doing exactly what we should be doing.
Let's parlay it to another team having this issue.
And competing for Super Bowls.
The San Francisco 49ers have paid Christian McCaffrey a gajillion dollars. They have paid Deebo Samuel a gajillion dollars. That's Brandon Ayuk. They just paid George Kittle a gajillion dollars, and now they're sitting here having to make the decision about their Michael Penix, Brock Purdy, about is this guy a $50 million quarterback? I would love to be in that situation with all of these guys.
Well, look, I think this is fair and versus you know, what you think you should be getting are two different things. I think the Giants a couple of years ago, what Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was not a high-end $50 million quarterback, but he got $40 million. And I thought the deal what the Giants offered him. Of course, he accepted it. We know they've parted ways, and now Daniel Jones is going to be competing for a spot to be the starting quarterback in Indianapolis. But to me, Abe, this is a good problem to have. We should be talking about the guys we've drafted turning into top players and paying them top dollar. If we were talking about the opposite, it means we got it wrong. We didn't get the right wide receiver or the right running back or the right quarterback. And I'm just hoping in a few years this is the discussion we're having. The Drake London thing that you're bringing up is interesting because of the quandary that the Falcons are in.
It's a good problem to have if you get him to sign.
But I also
think the alternative is
what?
He plays a contract year. Sets the world on fire.
And then becomes too expensive for you?
You don't, right? Yeah.
Potentially. That could happen. But I also think that the Falcons understand. And by the way, you can't keep everybody. I mean, look, we're not to that point yet. But when Abe said this to me earlier, and I was like, okay, I think Drake London is a dog, and I think eventually
I love Drake London.
Yes, and I think he's going to be a $35 million wide receiver. And that's not me projecting, guys. That's the going rate of these guys.
The realistic situation is he's going to be paid like a top 10 quarterback.
He is.
Whether it's here or somewhere else is a question.
Wide receiver.
Excuse me, wide receiver. Yes. But the other concern for me is just the Falcons. Like I said, there's no leverage there. There is no threat of we'll draft your replacement in the first round.
Yeah.
That went out the door with James Pierce coming in.
The way I look at this, too, is you guys look at a guy like Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Who comes in and produces last year.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of guys you're going to have to supplement around Drake.
There's got to be value impact.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of players where I don't believe that the Falcons are interested in paying both of their wide receivers $30 or $45 million when you know down the road, if he's as good as we think, as good as I think, Michael Penix is going to be getting that money. Bijan's going to be getting that money. At some point, you're going to pay some of your offensive linemen who should be, you know, again, a Chris Lindstrom who's already gotten a deal. What's another Chris Lindstrom deal look like if he's one of the top
Or not that far off for Bergeron.
That's my point. Yeah. So these are tough decisions, but I love it. This is where we should be living.
It's a better problem to have than you thought because there were people as recently as last year that said Drake London's not a one.
No, they're crazy.
He's a one.
He's absolutely a one.
Yeah.
And I think, too, the missing piece to all of this, and it would make Drake better, it would make Darnell better, it would make Michael Penix better, is the Kyle Pitts piece. If Kyle Pitts was able to produce, and I'm just simply talking about numbers. I'm not even talking about all the other stuff we've discussed. Putting up numbers consistently, week in and week out, how much better would this offense be? How much more dangerous would it be? How much more would that open up opportunities? If I'm a DB, what I'm doing, I know we're going to Drake. I am not letting Drake London beat me. That's how I look at this team right now. There's nobody else, right? When you talk about who scares you,
yeah.
Drake London is the guy I know that the Falcons are going to go to consistently. And I think that would change if Pitts lived up to it. Certainly Darnell Mooney was playing his butt off last year, and then Kirk Cousins went down, and, well, his numbers got reduced. It's an interesting thing to look at. What is Drake London's extension going to look like? I hope we're talking about this down the road. Hey, we're coming back around the yard with Grant McCauley. Dodgers in town, guys. It is a big series. Remember, we started these guys. They swept us, and then we went 7 to start the year. Maybe it's time for a little payback at home. Dodgers tonight. We'll talk to Grant next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.